Gemara kuf tes vav mes. Amar Rava. Bola matzo is yotzer. Bola mora lo yotzer. Bola matzo umora. Yidei matzo yotzer. Yidei mora lo yotzer. So bola matzo yotzer. Why? Because they use a chilam. Bar tefla matzos. So this is in the time yasei of matzo with just bleah. Without te'ima. What is te'ima? Le'isa. What does Rashbam say? Bola matzah v'lo lo'asa. Yotza shereikim v'atah v'lo'asa. Ve'achilei. V'mi'u l'chatchila tam matzah b'ayim. Alright. So what is tam? Tam is le'isa. Le'isa. Okay. But bola morar is lo'yotza. Why? The be'inin tam morar v'leket. Because you require the tam morar. And it's not there. The Mishimachi Kapit Rachmana Lamarar Eskiv Shel Ochel Zecher Levayimaru Eschayehem. Kach Matzasi Kosuv Becholasvar. Okay. Ubefirish Rach. Rabbeinu Pirish. That means Rashi. You look on top of the blot. Rashi took out the low. There's no low. Bola Mor Yotza. The opposite way. Bola Mor is Yotza. So bola matzah yotza, bola morar yotza. Both. Yef shishalo yehei bo tam morar. Because even if he swallows it, he certainly is going to have the tam of morar. Bola matzah umorar yachad, velo ochal adayin lo mizeh lo mizeh, yidei matzah yotza, yidei morar lo yotza. Hello, v'lo lo'asa, v'ochal matzah imo, ein lo shum tam. Alright. V'lefi ha'kosev b'svarim, tzorech l'farish bola matzah umara yidei matzah miyu yotza, d'lo teimach yidei matzah lo yotza, d'ikatat l'reyesa, sh'lo to'am tam matzah, v'gam lo noga b'grono, sh'amara chotzeis b'entayim. Now, why is Rashbam going back now? So there's two pshat in there, right? So there's two pshat in there. One pshat is, the first pshat is bola matzah yotza, bola mora lo yotza. That's first pshat. Bola matzah umoror, yidei matzah yotza, yidei mora lo yotza. That's first pshat. Second pshat is bola matzah yotza, bola mora yotza. Bola matzah umoror, yidei matzah yotza, yidei mora lo yotza. Okay. So now, pshat. Let's first get the pshat. So what are the difficulties in pshat that you have with either pirush? Okay? There's two difficulties in pshat that you have with either pirush. One, it's a trade-off. Okay? According to one shot, you have one difficulty. According to the other shot, that difficulty is taken care of. Another difficulty. Okay, let's just get the shot. What is the difficulty? One problem is if I say they mar yotza, so why is that from together they mar lo yotza? That's one problem. That's if I'm goris what? Yidei morar yotza. On the other hand, if I'm goris yidei morar lo yotza, you have another problem. No. What's the chiddush? No, the problem is, what's the chiddush? If I'm goris yidei morar lo yotza, so why? So it comes like this. Bola matzah is yotza. Bola morar lo yotza. Bola matzah morar yidei matzah yotza yidei morar lo yotza. Of course. We just said that. What do you need it for? Okay? Both those things are answers. Right. So what's the answer? So it's like, if you say yidei matzah yotza yidei morar lo yotza, so you have a problem with the chiddush. Yidei matzah yotza yidei morar yotza, so then why is it I'm not yotza by Bola Shnei? So he answers. Let's take the second shot first. Second answer. Okay. See? Ulefiya kosa. No, sorry. He answers like this. Eef shisha, bola matzah mor yachav alochal adayin lo mizeh lo mizeh, yidei matzah yotza yidei mora lo yotza. Ho velo los of ochli mo matzah in lo shumtan. So he says, bola mor is yotza, why? Because if you swallow mor alone, so then you have the tam mor. Right? Yeah. You have the tam mor. If you do what? If you even together, then you won't even have the tamar. because the matzah will prevent you from really tasting the marrow. You swallow them together. You swallow them together. Mm-hmm. But your day matzah is yatzah. On the other hand, if you learn the other way, so what? A day marrow lo yatzah. So now, what's the chiddush? Of your day matzah yatzah day marrow lo yatzah. Just look at it. That's why it says, Lafia kos b'svan torah lafarsh. Bola matzah mo yachid day matzah yatzah. What's the title of Reza? Shlotom tam matzah. The gam not lo noga begruno. Shehamora chotzes ben kayim. So you might think that he's not even yotzi de matzah. But it's title of Reza. What's the title of Reza? One is that he didn't do what he saw. And secondly, even in the swallowing, there was a chatzitza between the matzah and between his throat, his garment. Right? Okay, that's the check. A couple of points to analyze. What's the character of the Reyesa? That's number one. He doesn't say apparently that you think that I wouldn't be Yotze because of the Chatzitza in the garden. He says character of the Reyesa because there was no Tam, and also because of the Chatzitza. The implication is clear that if there was Tam, even if there was a Chatzitza begarna, it would be good, or vice versa. But the character of the Reyesa is bad. You can't have a character of the Reyesa. That's the problem. Theoretically, if you chew them both together, the implications would be good, because at least you'd have tam, at least you have tam matzah, even though you have chatzitza, even though then you get involved with the problem of mitzvahs mevat lazu azu, that's a separate problem. That's a separate problem. Okay. So the question, first question is, what is the title of the race? Second, of course, is you're not trying to send a machloekes to yourselves. Right? And third, well, let's basically understand the question to the source. Then you'll explain it. That's what you're going to do. The question on the Rashbam is the way the Rashbam says, lo ochal adayin lo mizev lo mizev. What does that say for? Of course, he ate mizev and mizev, so of course he ate. That's another question. In explaining the Rashi's chap, he says, bola matzah, bola moraz yotza. He says, bola matzah mor yachav lo ochal adayin lo mizev lo mizev lo mizev lo mizev lo mizev. Of course, lo ochal adayin lo mizev lo mizev. Yeah, the third question I have to ask is that's a question of mitzvahs of Allah. I agree with Moshe on that, so we'll leave that question out. So basically, the other question you have to answer is where he says, "Niyul lechatkula tam matzah binyan." Even though I say "bala matzah yotzah," but still, we need lechatkula. This is new tam matzah. What is this? What kind of lechatkula is this? No lechatkula, but the other matter is, what's this lechatkula? Okay, we'll go for the beat first. Okay, new part. It's an interesting thing because it says like this. It says, "Yishumach a couple of men lemaris tiv shel ochel zeichel vayimoras vayeim." I mean, this sounds very funny. I mean, vayimoras vayeim is a pasuk in the beginning. Vayimoras vayeim bevodah kasha. So fine, but what does it have to do with halacha? The pasuk about morar is on matzis and on yachlu. A yachlu is from kavkasa. But the fact is that where does he zecher may be the reason why moral, but the zecher shouldn't really be part of the katan itself. Like you say, matzah shalav hispik betzeker shalav aseya shalav asen lahachmas. Yeah, that's the Talmud mitzvah. But what is the mitzvah itself? The mitzvah is matzah. So why is Mara different? Right? So apparently the Torah Shabbat held an interesting thing. That really, in terms of Achila, in terms of the mitzvah Achila, there are really only two objects of Achila. One object of Achila is matzah. The second object of Achila is Korban Pesach. Moror is not really an object of Achila. Moror, strictly speaking, is not really an object of Achila. And the Torah never says Achila with regard to Moror. Never says Shalit Moror. Alright? It says Barav Tov L'Matos, and Korban Pesach it says Achila, Matzah Menon Yachlu. But it never says with regard to Moror that you should eat. There's a din Achilas Moror. But there's Achila of Moror. So what is Moror really? Moror really is a condition. It's a condition. In other words, the halacha is that a person, when they're eating the kezias matzah and when they're eating the kezias of Korban Pesach, has to simultaneously undergo a process which takes place through eating these bitter objects. Okay? It's a process of bitterness that must accompany the two achilas. But there's no real halacha of achilas ma'ar. That's the way the Tarash Bakar understood it. An interesting thing. You see, and that's what the Rashbam says. If you look at his lashon carefully, he says like this. He says, "Mishum hachi kopad rachamona." See what he says? "Lemarer es piv shelocha." That's what he says. He doesn't say lechol mara. He doesn't say mishum hachi kopad rachamona lechol mara. No, "Lemarer es piv shelocha." Zecha levayemoros fayem. In other words, the Torah should have understood that there's no. The Torah would never make a mitzvah of achilas mara. Achilas mara is not an object of achilas. But the halacha is that while a person is eating the kezias matzah, and while he's eating the kezias of the Korban Pesach, he should undergo a process of lamareres piv. Lamareres piv. How does he do it? So the Torah gives you a specific way to do it. And that's through achilas mar. But achilas mar is not the reason for achilas mar is not because of a ma'aseh achila. It's just because of a certain condition that the Torah wants to prevail at the time that you're involved in achilas matzah and achilas pesach. You're supposed to be in the maras piv. So how I am in maras piv? So the Torah tells you, a matzah mimich will eat mara, and that will satisfy the need for the for that condition. That's the way the Torah Shabbat found the study. It's an interesting thing. Different concept. Mara says shenochon after mara is different than matzah shenochon after mara. Matzah is really a mitzvah of achila, but mara is not a mitzvah of achila per se. It's a mitzvah of lemara respir. But how do you do it? So the method is through achila, but achila is not really the object of the mitzvah. That's not the essence of the mitzvah. Okay, it's a vehicle, it's a means of the mitzvah. The key in the mitzvah is not achilas mara. The key in the mitzvah is meriras apeh. That's the key in the mitzvah. Where the key mitzvah of matzah is achilas matzah, and the key mitzvah of korban pesach is really achilas pesach. That's the way Chazal understood the mitzvah of mara. Okay, it's an interesting thing. It has to be associated with the achilas of matzah and the achilas of pesach. When you do it, it's machlekes. You have to do it v'asachas korchem biyachad and not korchem biyachad. It's a separate question of when, how, but the same idea. It's the same idea. It's an interesting concept. The question is that now this manazeh, the Chacham made into an achila. Right. There's no difference. I mean, it's called the Rabbanon Kain Deraisa. So we'll come out that even the Rabbanon, the kiyum is really not a kiyum of. We have to think about that. Yeah. Now the question is, what's the machlokes between bola, if I say bola mora yotza if I learn, or bola mora lo yotza? We explain bola mora lo yotza. But if I say bola mora yotza, so it means that if I eat it by itself, I'll be yotza. Why? Well, but if I eat it together with the matzah, with the exact matzah, I'm not going to be yotza. Right? The question is like this. Now, this takes us into the other question. The question is the Tarte L'Reyes, what Rashbam says. Bola matzah yatza, bola mara lo yatza, bola matzah umaroi, de matzah mara yatza, de mara lo yatza. But Rashbam says, what's the fetish? Of course. It's just because it's Tarte L'Reyes. Tarte L'Reyes. What does it mean, Tarte L'Reyes? In other words, if I have one and not the other, be okay. But to have both, to be missing in both, then it wouldn't be any good. That's what he's saying. Correct? What does he mean? He means like this. He means that achila comprises two processes. One process is le'isa, and the second process is blia. Okay? Le'isa and blia. But Le'isa and Blia, there are two components in Achila. Le'isa and Blia. Now, but Le'isa and Blia, you see, Le'isa and Blia are not, they're not two qualitative components of Achila. If it was qualitative components, I'd say, look, you're missing Lisa. So there's no achila. You're missing one component. You're missing bliya. If the bliya is impaired, so then there's no achila. It's not two qualitative components. They're quantitative components, which means to say that the character of achila emerges. The achila has a lot of in order to have a concept of achila, it's a quantitative concept. You need a certain character to the action. Okay. Now, if I have Leisa and I have Blia, then there's no question. That is for sure is considered achila. But if I'm missing, I'm lacking. So it may be lacking in the full fledged concept. It's not an achila demura, but it still partakes of achila. You cannot just knock out achila because you're missing part of the attributes of achila. It's an attribute of achila. So therefore, what it means like this: that if I swallow it, it's lacking in the attributes of achila, but it's still considered essentially achila. That's why the Rashbam says that lachatchila you need, even by matzah, you really need leisa. Because he means to say that it's true, you'll be mekayim the mitzvah achilas matzah, but not bishleimusa. Because the ma'is achila is not bishleimusa. The ma'is achila bishleimusa, with all its attributes, really are le'isa and b'liya. Both. They both form a part of the concept of achila. Okay? If you're missing le'isa, it still didn't remove the action from the character of achila. It's an incomplete achila. It's an incomplete achila. It's an achila she'en gemurah. So you'll be yotzei the mitzvah, because the bottom line is that you'll mekayim be'erev tochu matzah. But it won't be a mitzvah b'shleimusa, because the ma'isa ha-mitzvah is not b'shleimusa, because the achila is not an achila gemurah. So you're going to be lacking in what? You'll be lacking in a ma'isa achila. Okay? In a ma'isa achila. That's the first Rashbam. Now, the second Rashbam, Tam and Le'isa Asanam. Bola matzah of a low loss. Yes. Ha'ekiyim, b'ar tachal matzahs. U'mir l'chatchil l'tam matzah b'hi means in Elisa. Elisa is something. Same thing. You can't have Elisa without time. Okay? The person just chews something and spits it out, that definitely is not considered achila. But if he swallows it and the chewing is not, he doesn't chew it, it's still considered achila, but it's not a full-fledged action of achila. It's lacking the attributes of achila. That's what the Rashbam is saying. That's why l'chatchila tam matzah b'hi. Okay? Now, what's the tarti l'reisa? Tarti l'reisa means like this. I would think, that it would have the character of achila as long as there's nothing impeding. See, when I swallow the matzah and the mara, so he says that the mara is going to be chotzeis between the matzah and between his neck. First of all, the mara is going to surround all the matzah and the chotzeis. It doesn't make sense. He swallows them both together. So one part, it means that what he means to say is like this. He means to say that if there's any kind of interference in the process of the bliya, so then I might say that it loses the whole character of achila. In other words, when is the character? The character of achila essentially rests in the bliya. That's essentially okay. So the havamina is, that's what it means tati l'reisa. Once you take away Le'isa, and now you do something to interfere with the process of Bliya, the process of Bliya is going to be Chatzitza, which means there's something impeding, something interfering with the process. So then I'll say you lost the whole character of Achila Obiya. Correct? Mm-hmm. That's what he said.
Why does he bring in the two now and say there's a harmony that without this one obviously?
Because what he's saying is like this. Since I look at the Misa, see? See, you have to understand what was bothering the Rashbam. What was bothering the Rashbam is a very simple question. The question is Le'isa a part of Achila or it's not a part of Achila? If it's a dispensable component, you understand? So then you can't say L'chatchila you need it.
Right.
He holds L'chatchila you need it. But he holds B'dievet. Bola matzah is Yasa. But that's not L'chatchila. The Gemara seems to say bola matzav yatza, but it doesn't seem to say, it doesn't seem that the Gemara doesn't, according to the Rashbam, the Gemara doesn't mean to imply that that's the derech, that that's the way you should do the mitzvah. That matzah, how do you eat matzah? It's through boya. No, it's not true. So that's why the Rashbam held it's only b'dieved bola matzav. So the Rashbam's bothered with the question. If you're going to say that Lisa is a component, a necessary component, so you can't say bola matzav yatza. How am I going to say that Lisa is not a necessary component? So then it should be l'chatzilah, it should be good. So right, that's his problem. So he says, therefore, he says like this. He says, there's an overall picture of achila, and it has a lot of attributes. So you can detract from the attributes and it still be defined as, it's a quantitative concept, it still be defined as achila, but it's not achila gemara. Okay, it's not achila gemara. Right? Okay. So therefore, he says like this. He says, since l'isa and b'liya are both things that constitute achila, so therefore you can look at it in a quantitative way. You could say like this. Let's say, for instance, there was l'isa, but the b'liya wasn't complete. There was an interference in the b'liya. I say, okay, it has the overall attributes of achila. Well, let's say, for instance, if the b'liya is in its totality, but you're lacking what? You're lacking l'isa. It also will pass by. It also passed by. But if I have a tachila reisa, which means I'm lacking the attributes of l'isa, plus the b'liya itself is also being interfered with, then I say you lost the whole characteristic, and it makes sense to say that you've lost the whole character of achila's God, because a component is missing and the second component is interfered with. So the whole character of achila now is in jeopardy. It doesn't make sense to say that you still have the character of achila if you're taking away so much from the achila gemara. That's the Rashbam's thought, which makes sense. In other words, once you're taking away the character of k'ima, of l'isa, and now the very process of l'i itself is being interfered with, then you've lost most of it is gone. So how can you say that you have they still have the character of achila? That's the Rashbam's argument. That's the Rashbam's argument. It's a good argument. He says, that's the Havmi. That's what I would have said. If it wouldn't have said, Bala Matzah Mara Yatza, they Matzah Yatza, I'd say, they Matzah La Yatza, they Mara Yatza. Why? Because I would say that now you've lost the entire character of Achil itself. Because Lais is gone, and Bui is incomplete. So most of the picture's gone. So I'd say there's no Achil altogether in this case. Right? That's what he's saying. That's the way he's talking. You see, it's the same concept as before when he says l'chatchila tam matzah b'liya. It's the same concept. It's an overall picture. It's an overall picture that you're trying to put together. It's not like two discrete components. You know what I mean? It's not two discrete components. It's an overall picture. That's what the Rashbam is saying. That's the way he's saying it. Okay? It would be like saying, when would you consider a person already psychologically abnormal? Say, look, a person is missing a certain type of a trait, something's missing something, something in his personality is a little crazy. Yeah, it's still not abnormal, he's missing something. He can be missing a component, he could be missing parts of a component. Everything works together to give him a definition of a human being. But once you start getting down past a certain point, you say he's not human anymore. Okay, you know what I mean? It's traits and components that contribute to a total picture. It's not like two qualitative components. You see, it's two different ways to view things. You view things, and sometimes things are qualitative, sometimes they're quantitative. That's the picture the Rashbam is painting. He's saying that over here, by achila, in order to have an achila emerge, you require certain attributes contribute to the chal Hashem achila. And therefore, he's saying that if you have parts of one, it depends. You have to make a summation of the whole thing. Do I have it or don't I have it? That's the way the Rashbam is on. Usually, everybody's used to thinking qualitative. Everybody's thinking qualitative. Rashbam is showing you that's what's different than anything else. Rashbam is showing you, and in this case, here's nothing. Here's a picture that emerges. Do I call this achila? Like I say, a person doesn't have a sense of humor. Okay, so he's missing a component, the sense of humor, the component of the personality. But it wouldn't say he's not normal.
What's your sense of humor for the other thing?
He's missing a sense of humor, and he's missing a few other components. Right. He's missing common sense, and he's missing a few other things. Then already he's qualitatively differentiated. Right. Okay, first, he has no common sense. It's a component, but the component is there to make up a total picture. It plays a role in making up a total picture. Now the question is, Maskana, why is it good? You see, if you look at it from a purely rational point of view, he's right. If you have basically two factors, even though you have two factors, you have an essential factor, less essential factor, fine. But once you get to tell me that the minor factor is missing and the essential factor is compromised, it doesn't make any sense anymore. I'll be slow to say that this is really partakes of the concept of Achira. That's a good argument. You see? So what is the answer? You have to answer. And the Gemara says, that's Davening. Davening is very good. Now, why do I say that Bola Matzah is Yatzah? Now, what's the argument for the argument? In other words, the question is whether you need a Maisa Bliya done to the Chetzah, which means it actually has to be in contact with his Goron, and it has to really act on the food, or whether I could say, I merely have to say the food came into his stomach by virtue of an act of Bliya. By virtue of an act of Bliya. That's the way it entered into it. That's the way it entered his stomach. Which means to say, the food was Nivla, but you don't need a Maisa Bliya done to the food. You need a Maisa Bliya done to the food, then you're in trouble, because then you're missing, then the major component is compromised. But if the halacha is that the food must be a Nivla, so I don't care if it didn't make contact with the Goron. But in terms of being Nivla, it was a process of Bliya, it was Nivla. Okay? It was Nivla. The Maisa Bliya wasn't compromised per se. In terms of Bliya, the Bliya was 100% Bliya. The only thing was that the Bliya wasn't done exclusively to this object. So if you need a Maisa Bliya to the object, then you're in trouble. But there was a Maisa Bliya 100%, and it went through a system, through Bliya. The Chefza was a Nivla, so therefore, that's the Maskar. Maskana Gemara is you don't have to do a Maisa Bliya exclusively to this object. As long as the object really entered his digestive system on Yudei Bliya. And there was a Bliya here. There wasn't Maisa Bliya. There was a Maisa, per se, there was a Maisa Bliya, 100%. There was a Maisa Bliya. See? Okay. That's why the picture of Achila still emerges, because the only thing that's compromised is your Le'isa, and you didn't compromise your major component of Bliya. Of course, only b'di'evet. Because you still don't have a chila gemara, because you don't have leisa. There are no two b'di'evet. In other words, if you're going to tell me bola matzah is yatzah, so you might as well do bola matzah mar b'yachad. It's just as good. There's no advantage in bola matzah alone over bola matzah omar. That's correct, Yaron. That's right. That's what you mean, right? In other words, if you're going to say that the kiyum is definitely in the rear, that's the kiyum. But if you say that it's merirus al yedei achila, so then if you say it's merirus al yedei achila, so then it means the mitzvah. Any time you have a shem achila, which causes merirus, so that's it. So there's no specific. It doesn't matter as long as you have merirus and you have achila. So now the definition of achila will be the same as by matzah. Same as matzah. As long as you have achila and through this achila there's merirus. So you yatzah. The kiyum is in the meriris, but the meriris has to take place through achila. So as long as you have an achila which causes meriris, then you yatzah. That's the second one. But according to the Rashbam, that's not what the halacha is. The halacha is in specific lemaris pid. That's the halacha. There's a special halacha of meriris hapeh, and the reason why achila was used is because in Achila, one of the components of Achila is Le'isa, and Le'isa causes Meriris HaPeh. So Achila was instituted in order, because you have to go through, because part of Achila is that there's a process of Meriris HaPeh that you go through before you get to Achila. So Achila was used because it has something in it that will cause, if you have an Achila Gemura, you're going to have Meriris HaPeh. Right. That's right. So it's not a Shem Achila that causes Meriris, but it's you require B'dafker Meriris HaPeh, Lamaris Pit. And the reason why Achila was instituted is because Achila Gemura, one of the processes is Le'isa, and Le'isa will create Meriris HaPeh. So that's why Achila was used as a vehicle of Meriris. It's a vehicle for Meriris HaPeh, basically. It's a vehicle for Meriris HaPeh. Or I say, then I say, what? Yes, 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 go. But
But that's the way Zeskos works out. Zeskos is that they took Achila as a vehicle from Merirus Apeh. But the Kiyum is Merirus Apeh. The other way is that they simply said that the Zeskos is that Achila sheyesh ba Merirus. Merirus is still the Kiyum. Merirus is still the Kiyum. But it's a Kiyum Merirus Aydei Achila. If it's simply a Kiyum Merirus Aydei Achila, so then the definition of Achila is going to be a regular definition of Achila. Whatever is Achila from Matzah is going to be Achila over here. It's just Achila, which has Merirus. Because the Kiyum of the Achila is in the Merirus. So as long as you can taste it, that's fine. As long as you have the Merirus, you can, it's fine. But if I say that Tzorach Lamarer as Piv, then it means a specific, the reason why Achila was, it's not Achila Sheyesh Ba Merirus. The whole Achila was only chosen because one of the components of Achila happens to function to be Memarus Piv. But the Kiyum is Merirus Apeh. But the vehicle of Merirus Apeh that was chosen was a full-fledged Achila. So therefore, you can't stop and just spit it out, but you have to continue. That's the way it was, that's the formula. But the Kiyum is Merirus Apeh. That seems to be the Machlokes. What? The difference between the two is what role Achila plays. That's the difference. According to Rashi, Achila is the mitzvah. It's just like matzah. The only thing is, the kiyum takes place through the imah. It's an after effect of the Achila. But the maisa mitzvah is defined as Achila per se. According to Rashbam, the maisa mitzvah is not Achila. It's not Achila. It's really the maisa mitzvah is merirus apeh. But the only thing is that this merirus apeh can only take place through a vehicle that's called Achila. So you must tap this entity of Achila in order to get your Merirus Apeh. And one of the components of Achila is Lisa, so you're making use of Lisa in order to attain Merirus Apeh. You see? It must be, the Achila over there is a vehicle. There's a difference between something being a vehicle and something being a Maisan Mitzvah per se. In other words, according to Rashi, the Maisan Mitzvah per se is Achila. Just like the Maisan. That's what it was. But according to Rashbam, there's no Maisan. The Maisan Mitzvah is not Achila. It's true you must have Achila, but that's not essentially the Maisan Mitzvah. The Maisan Mitzvah is Merirus Apeh. But this Merirus Apeh requires a certain vehicle. What is the vehicle? It has to come out through Achila. Through Achila. So you have to swallow it, but you have to use the process of Le'isa, which is part of Achila, to draw out in order to obtain the Merirus Apeh. Merirus Apeh, so it's only a vehicle. According to Rashbam, the whole Achila is only a vehicle through which you can have the Maisan Mitzvah of Merirus Apeh. According to Rashbam, it's not a vehicle. That is the Mitzvah. The Maisan Mitzvah is Achila. But the Kiyum is Te'ima. Kiyum is that's the difference conceptually between the two. The question is, was the institution of Achila merely used in order to draw out in order to create the situation of Merirus Apeh? Merirus Apeh has to come about through a certain institution. That institution is Achila. So Achila happens to have as one of its characteristics Leisa. So we utilize the component of Leisa. And therefore we could say that this Merirus Apeh came about through Achila. So the Achila is just a vehicle. But according to Rashi, no, Rashi didn't like that, because Rashi held that it's all Achila. So therefore he held the only difference in Matz and Maror, they're both Achila, but in one case the Maisa Achila is the Kiyum itself, which is by Matzah, and by Maror, the Maisa Mitzvah Shur is also Achila. The same thing. The only thing is that the Kiyum of this Maisa is Te'ima, is the Tam. That's the way Rashi. They're both. Matzah and Maror aren't that different according to Rashi, except by Maror there's a Kiyum. But in terms of the Maisa Mitzvah, the Shem and the Din of Maisa Mitzvah is a Maisa Achila. Whereas according to the Rashbam, by Maror there's no Maisa Mitzvah of Achila, period. Maisa Mitzvah is Merirus Apeh. But the Merirus Apeh can only come about through a vehicle, an institution of Achila. So that's why you have to have the institution of Achila in order to be able to draw out the Merirus Apeh. So therefore, where are you going to draw it from? You have to draw from Lisa. You have to draw from Lisa. In other words, if the person swallows it, he's going to experience bitterness. He has to experience bitterness. But it's not a Merirus Apeh. Merirus Apeh means where you actually choose it. That's only possible. Merirus Apeh is only possible through Lisa. But if you swallow it, you did experience Merirus. It's not Merirus Apeh. You see, it's not Merirus Apeh, because you see, that's why it says, Bola Matzah Umor, so you say, Dei Mora Lo Yatzah. Why is it Dei Mora Lo Yatzah? because the Meriris doesn't come exclusively from the Peh when he swallows it. Because it goes past the Peh. But it really, but in passing, somehow or other, the Meriris is experienced. He experienced Meriris. But if he swallows them both together, then there's not enough. Because then now the matzah is going to be ma'akev in some of the time of the morrow, so you can't say the Gavra really experienced Meriris. He's still doing my slow, but there's no kiyum. Koch on the sit. Shiv Rav Bam says, and this is important in the law, it has other practical ramifications. Koch on shneim yachad besiv hagodol sovev hadekel. In other words, it's taking a wrap up, put a wrap on. Lo yotza, sherei lo hoya mamish defiv. Lo zeh velo zeh. The kizorek evan lechem has not. So what does it mean? You need to say like this. You need to say in the previous case where you had matzah and moror together, so one intervenes with the other. That's something else, but you can still say, that there was a process of bliya here, because it was food, so it wasn't the mora. It wasn't the matzah alone. So there was no ma'isa bliya in the gorah to the matzah alone, but there was a ma'isa bliya because it was food, it was matzah and mora. But if you wrap them up, so then it's considered as if the food is not even in the mouth. Right. Or the food is not even in the throat, that's not even considered blias ochlin. So it's not even, so then it's no bli at all. So in that case, you're not yet altogether. That's what he says. And that's what practical halach would be with regard to tafis. That if you take it, you have tafis, and a person has to take it because of cats or medical reasons, so you have something that's trade. So what you can do is you wrap it up in a little piece of paper, you see, and you swallow it. So there's no, it's not considered a chilah. Because there's no Lisa, and there's no Bliya, Kocham Basif. That's
it. How should I do that?
Kocham Basif can't be food. If it's food, so then you have a Maisa Bliya.
Siv
is something that's Gobel Sova Dekam. It's food, so there's a Maisa Bliya, and it was involved in a Maisa Bliya. As long as it's involved in a Maisa Bliya, do it. Jeremy asked the shot. Let's say, for instance, he took the matzah and was Kocham Basif, and swallowed it. That would be the yesterday matzah. The point I want to pick up is the question of saying how long the night of Pesach is short. Okay? So you know it's two minhagim. And the Machaber says you say hello, and the Ramah says you don't say hello. The Ramah minhag is not to say hello. Funny thing about the yeshiva is the minhag is not to say. And the shul is the minhag is to say. I don't know how that came about. It's not in the Ramah. It's a funny kind of thing. But the Brisker Agada, they mentioned that Rav Chaim held that you have to say it because of the pasuk. Mashiach Yelachem Kalelus Kadosh Chai. He held it was the Brisker. Briskerov disagreed with him. It's funny, only case I know where the Machlokes is. But the Briskerov did not say it because he held the Yotze with Halel by the Seder. Okay. Now it's interesting. This halacha of Mashiach Yelachem Kalelus Kadosh Chai is found in two places. One place is in Sadiheim and Bezim Sachem. And the other place is Yidom HaBez Ner. Let's take a look at it. You see, it's an interesting thing. Okay, take Pesachim first. Pesachim says like this. It says that the Korban Pesach is torn halal, requires halal. The Gemara says, Am Menani Milit, Sadiyim HaBez. Am Rabbi Yechim Meshim Meshim Yeh Tzadok, Am Akra, Hashir Yeh Lachem Kalel Es Kadesh Chai. Alright? Meshim Yeh Tzadok is quoted in Pesach HaSofim, right, Tracy? Okay, yeah. Well, then you say it. And he says the Lailah. Yeah, the run. It's the run of Chafem and Aleph. Chafem and Aleph, what's that? Chafem and Aleph and Riff stopping. Okay, it's Hashem and Yetzirah. So he says like this. Amar Kra, Hashi Yelachim Kalel Eskadish. Okay. Lailah Mekudis Lachag Ton Halel. Lailah Shein Mekudis Lachag Ton Halel. What's the Gemara saying here to prove that you say how about Philos Kod and Pesach? We just don't know. Then what's the raya? What's it going to do with Lel Pesach? What's it going to do with Chilas HaKorban Pesach? Take a look at Rashi. Hashir yi alachem biyom shetigalu min agolus. It means lasad lavom. Kileel his kadesh chai. Kimo shatem noagin l'shorer b'leel his kadesh chai. Ve'en l'cho leile chag lahatim shiro chutz mi leile psochem alachi lasad. Okay. So Rashi says, this shiur will be in the future, Lasid Lavo, will be Kalel Es Kadesh Chai. Just like it means you're going to say Halel Lasid Lavo, just like you say Halel now, in the past, and the past on the carbon pesach. That's the rashi. Vein lachos, the only time you say halal at night time is carbon pesach, right? It's carbon pesach. Okay. So first of all, this is completely against Rav Chaim, because it has to do with carbon pesach. It has nothing to do with saying halal in the saying halal in shul, right? Okay. But then the memra continues. Lailo hamakudish lachad ton halal. Lailo she'ein makudish lachad ein ton halal. What does this mean? What do you mean? What are you talking about? Well, what other Lila should I think you're going to say? You're going to say Shiran. You can say how long? So Rashi says Lila Mekudesh Lachag Gan Pesach Rishon. She ain't Mekudesh Lachag Kigan Leil Lachilas Pesach Sheni. She ain't Yant. Okay. Leil Lachilas Pesach Sheni, which means when, which means Pesach Sheni, the second in Iyar. So then you don't require what? Then you don't require halal. Yeah, then you don't require halal. Okay. Yeah. So the only time you require halal is when? Is if it's Laila Makudish Lachad. Which means that it has a Kiddush Hayom. When you eat the carbon of Pesach and it's also Kiddush Hayom, that's when you require halal. But if you eat the carbon Pesach and there's no Kiddush Hayom, you don't require any halal. Okay. That's what the Gemara says. Gemara Nechin asks the well-known question, why is it by Pesach, or Maishno Pesach, the law meaning Kol Yuma? Alright. The law meaning Kol Yuma. Yeah. Why is it on Pesach you only say Hallel, complete Hallel the first day, and not the other days? But on Sukkot you say every day Hallel? So the Gemara is like this. The Kol Yom, my Lord mean Hallel, Kol Yom of the Chag, Chalukim of Kavanah Shem. The Tori Achad is not in all. So it's because of the fact that there's different Kabbanahs. So if there's different Kabbanahs, so every day is Mechayavim and Hallel. But where it's the same Kabbanahs, so you Yetzu with the Yom Rishon, the Yom Rishon is Mikra Kodesh, so the Hallel, you're saying Yom Rishon is for the entire Chag, but there's nothing new. That's the Gemara. The Pesach ain't Chalukim of Kavanah Shem. Now the Gemara's kasha. Shabbos, the Chalukah B'Kavanah Sehel, Lema. So why don't you say it on Shabbos also? The Gemara says, Lo Ikri Moed. It's not called Moed. The only time you say Hallel is on Moed. And Shabbos is Shabbos Bereishis. Shabbos Bereishis is not Moed. Okay. All right. Yeah, Karolai Moed. Yeah. So, Moed means Moed. The connotation of Moed is an event. An event for the people. It's an event. Okay, so this kfiyas hamoadim, it's a moed is an event where the people get together. Okay, but Shabbos is not an event. People get Shabbos bereishis. Bereishis is my Lord. Nothing to do with the people get together. The Gemara says Rosh Chodesh tikri moed leimo. So why are you saying Rosh Chodesh? The Gemara says Lo tish basis malacha. There's no is malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Tichsir hashir yelachem kalelus kadosh chag. Laila Makudish Lachad Khan Shira Vashem Makudish Lachad Gain Khan Shira. Now there Rashi wasn't so generous, and then it's better than me. What is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is trying to explain why Rosh Chodesh you don't say Hallel, and why the other Moadim you do say. The Gemara says Rosh Chodesh don't say Hallel. Why? Because there's no Sisas Law. But on a Moed where there is Sisas Law, you do say. So what kind of a riot does the Gemara bring from here? Let's understand. How do we learn the Gemara called Laila Makudish Lachag Tan Shira? She'ena Makudish Lachag ain't a Tan Shira. Which means that what? Which means that Leil Pesach, where you have a Chilas carbon Pesach, and it's a Chilas carbon Pesach, correct? Then you say what? Then you say how? So, but if it's not a Chilas carbon Pesach, I mean, if it's a Chilas carbon Pesach and it's not Yontif, so then you don't say it. Right? So how do you prove from here? What reflection is this upon the Hallel on saying Hallel on Moed? It's talking about Hallel by carbon Pesach. So what does that have to do with it? Hashir Yelachim Kalelus Kadosh Chag means that the only thing you say Hallel when? You say Hallel when you eat the carbon Pesach on a Yomtov, right? So how does that prove that you won't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? That's a different halal. That's a halal for carbon pesach. Alpha Club and Pesach. I understand. Alpha Club and Pesach is only Pesach Rishon, and it's not Pesach Sheni. It's only in the Pesach, which is actually the night of Pesach with Leil Kadosh Chag. But it's not the Club and Pesach, which is Boy Pesach Sheni. That's what the exclusion is. So how does this show you anything about Rosh Chodesh? There's nothing whatsoever to do with Rosh Chodesh. It's a halacha purely in Korban Pesach. You say how it wasn't so. How do you know say how on the Pesach? Because it says Hashi Yerachim Kolelos Kadosh Chag. It wasn't Kolelos Kadosh Chag, so Rashi explains. It means the Korban Pesach on the Korban Pesach on the night of Pesach. Okay, fine. So now, how does that prove? You don't say halal on Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, the implication is even further. The implication is that you would say it. It's only Kolelos Kadosh Chag, right? The implication is you'd say it in Sukkot at night time too. Moreover, we don't understand the Gemara Nechah for another reason. Let's forget about the Korban Pesach. Let's say it means Kolelos Kadosh Chag means what? Well, what's Kolelos Kadosh Chag? It means the night of Pesach. You know, I don't know any other Pesach. So you tell me Hashi Yelchem Kolelos Kadosh Chag. So that shows you what? That shows you the only time you say Hallel at night time is on Pesach. So you'll say that you see that Laila HaMakudosh L'Chag Tan Shira V'Shem Makudosh L'Chag Ain Tan Shira. So that would imply that you would say Hallel on every night that's a Chag. And it has nothing to do, right? That would be the implication, right? That would be the implication. It's not coming to exclude Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh Bayom, I would say you could say. So the whole thing doesn't work out. So what I want to say is like this. I want to say that there's two halachas in the Pasuk, Hashem Yelachim Kolelos Kadosh Chag. One halacha in the Pasuk is Hashi Yelachem, in the future you're going to say Hallel Kalel is Kadosh Chag, means just like you say on Lele Pesachim, which means when do you say it on Lele Pesachim? You say it on the Korban Pesach. That's one. But if that were the case, the Pasuk would have said Hashi Yelachem Kalel Pesachim Kalel Pesach. Why does it say Kalel is Kadosh Chag? What's the loch of Kalel is Kadosh Chag? The loch of Kalel is Kadosh Chag is like this. That really, ordinarily, on a Chag, on a Moed, you always say, on a Moed you say Hallel. But the only thing is that you can't say Hallel Balayla. Why? Because there's a separate loch of Ein Omrim Shira Ela Bayom. The only thing is Balayla, you can't say it because Ain Omer Shira Ela Bayom. You don't say Shira Balayla. But there's a separate halacha of Leil Pesach, that Leil Pesach is an exception. Leil Pesach is even the Laila is Royal Shira. Even the Laila Shal Pesach is Royal Shira. That's the halacha Kileil is Kadosh Chag. So what the Gemara is saying over here in Erchin is like this. The Gemara is saying that this is an exception insofar as Pesach is concerned. That what? That not only is the Yom Roi for Hallel, but over here there's no halacha of Einam B'Hallel or B'Laila. Over here by Pesach is a separate Jesse Kosovo, that the Leila Pesach is Roi for Shira. Leila Pesach is Roi for Shira. But meantime, what does the Pesach say? The Pesach says Kalel is Kadosh Chag. What does it mean Kalel is Kadosh Chag? It means the night, which is a part of a chag. You understand? The way the pasuk expressed itself, Kolel is Kadosh Chag, means that this Laila of the chag is Roy. So what's the Mechayev, really? What's the Mechayev? The Mechayev is the chag. So you see from this pasuk that the only Mechayev in the Miras Hallel is what? Is the day that's also Basis Malacha. You understand what I mean? You see? Hashi Yelchem Kolel is Kadosh Chag. What does it mean? It means that there, it could have just, if it was only referring to Korban Pesach, it would have said Kalel Pesach. But it says Kalel is Kadosh Chag. Kalel is Kadosh Chag means what? It means like the night of the Chag. Now when is that night? That's the night of Pesach, right? Yeah. But the thing is that what is the Mechayev? Why does it have to mention Kalel is Kadosh Chag? What does it mean Kalel is Kadosh Chag? It means to say that this night is different than every other Chag. You see, the Leil Pesach is different than every other, not insofar as the Mechayev is concerned. The Mechayev is the same. Mechayev is the same as every other Achai. The only thing is that there's an exclusion of the Halacha of Ein Omrim Shira Ela Bayom with regard to Pesach. By Pesach, Omrim Shira, even Balayla. You see? But meantime, you see from this that what? That what's the Mechayev? What's the Mechayev of Leil Pesach? It's Chag. If the Mechayev of Leil Pesach is Chag, so then Rosh Chodesh is excluded. Because Rosh Chodesh is no Chag. The halacha of Leila Pesach of Sein Hal is not a separate halacha. It's the same halacha of every Moed. The only thing is that there's no halacha of Ein Omrim Shira Ela Bayom with regard to Pesach. It's Leil Shimurim, it's excluded from that. It's excluded from that Gzeiras HaKasher. So therefore, Leila is as if it's Yom. But the only Leila that you're allowed to say it on is, what's the Mechayev? Leil is Kaddish Chag. The Chag is the Mechayev. The Chag is the Mechayev. So you see that the Chag is the Mechayev, so you see that what? The Rosh Chodesh is excluded. That's the Gemara now. So it comes out that the Pasuk HaShir Yir Lachim Kolelis Kaddish Chag has two halachas. One halacha is Kolelis Kaddish Chag is with regard to Korban Pesach. That Korban Pesach is Mechayev, and Korban Pesach is Mechayev and Shira. When is Korban Pesach Mechayev and Shira though? Only, of course, for Leil is Kaddish Chag. It's only on Pesach Rishon, not on Pesach Sheni. That's one halacha. But the second halacha, that's the Gemara in Pesach. But the second halacha of Ashir Yelachim for Leil is Kaddish Chag is not halacha in Korban Pesach. Gemara in Echad doesn't talk about Korban Pesach at all. There's no mention of Korban Pesach. It's talking about what? It's discussing whether you say Halel on Rosh Chodesh or whether you don't say Halel on Rosh Chodesh. So over there, the Gemara is saying Ashir Yelachim for Leil is Kaddish Chag is telling you that what? Lailo Hamakudish Lachag Kohen Shira Shem Kudish Lachag and Kohen Shira is speaking about the Mechayev. So it comes out from the Gemara in Erechim that what's the Mechayev from the Gemara in Erechim? The Mechayev is the Yom Tov itself, and Pesach is an exclusion because Pesach is even by Lailo you say Hallel. You see what I mean? So therefore it comes out that there's two halachas in Hashir Yelachim Kolelis Kaddish Chag. One is in Korban Pesach and one is in Yom Tov. That's where Reb Chaim said that to say Hallel on the night of Pesach is really a pasuk. It's the Rick City. I should be looking for a set of time. It's an open Gemara. It's an open Gemara the other way. Okay? If the pasuk of Ashir Yelachim Kolel is Kaddish Chag is a Mechayev of Korban Pesach exclusively, is that what it means? So then there's no why you don't say Rosh Chodesh. Because it's a separate halacha that Ashir Yelachim Kolel is Kaddish Chag. You have to say Hallel on Korban Pesach, Beleil Pesach. So what does that do with this Rosh Chodesh? Nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. It's a separate Mechayev. You understand what I mean? It's a separate Mechayev. So apparently from the Gemara in Erechim is clear, it has nothing to do with Korban Pesach. So Ashir Yelachim Rabbi Roshim Ben Yair Tzadok, who says in Pesachim, who quotes this Pesach in Pesachim, is using the Pesach for a separate halacha, for Korban Pesach. But the Pesach, apparently, there's two halachas in the Pesach. One is with regard to Korban Pesach, that Korban Pesach is Mechayev, and the other one is that the Yom itself is Mechayev. Okay? The only question is, how do you derive them both from the same pasuk? Okay. Leil, you see from this Gemara, Leil of Pesach has a different character completely. That the Leil Tesvav is Mechayev in Shira, and there's a Kiyum Shira even Balayla. That's a halacha. That's a separate halacha. It's a halacha of Leil Shemurim. It's a different Laila. Different Laila. That Laila is not a Laila like an ordinary Laila, which is simply a tuffle to the yom. The tuffle is a big yitzah, scholars a yom. But it's not really the itzumah shal yom. In every other case, the itzumah shal yom is bayom, not balayla. But over here, laila has a separate significance, the laila pesach. It's a different character. That's the law. So apparently, halal is two halachas and halal balayla. One halacha halal is a key in Korban Pesach. That Korban Pesach is ton halal. And if you don't say halal, then you're lacking in what? You're lacking in Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach is lacking. That's what it says. Halal, that's what the Mishnah says. Ton halal bala alachim bachilasa. But it's only Pesach Rishon. There's differences in Pesach Rishon. See, the Mishnah says that the... I know you asked me a question, saying, how can I say that it's lacking in Korban Pesach? If it's lacking in Korban Pesach, then it should be in Pesach Sheni also halal. It should be in Pesach Sheni also halal. But the Mishnah says torn. The Mishnah says by Achilas HaPesach, it says Achilas HaPesach, Ma Pesach, he says, Harishon torn halal bachilosa. Lashon Mishnah torn halal. What does it mean torn halal? It means it requires halal. It doesn't mean that there's a separate field of halal. But the nice time to say is v'shas achilus ha-pesach. That's not what it's saying. It's saying it's torn halal means the achilus ha-pesach requires, demands halal. Demands halal. It's halachic machayev. So it means if you don't do it, it's lacking something. It's not b'shlemusa with regard to problem pesach. You know what I mean? But in pesach rishon, but not pesach sheni. Even though that's a paradox, because you always prove from pesach whatever is necessary in the chetzer shel pesach, you prove from pesach sheni. Okay. But what's the answer? The answer like this. The answer is that in Korban Pesach, B'leil Pesach, there's a kiyum of Shevach Leidah. You see, Korban Achilas of Pesach, B'leil Pesach, has a kiyum of Shevach Leidah. Besides the mitzvah of Achilas of Pesach, Achilas of Pesach, B'leil Chamisha also has a kiyum of Shevach Leidah. And because it has a kiyum of Shevach Leidah, it's Machayev and Halal. It's Tan Halal. You see? But Achilas of Pesach and Pesach Sheni doesn't have a kiyum of Shevach Leidah. It's a separate halacha of Pesach. It's just Pesach. It's not a kiyum of Shevach Leidah. But the achilas of a Pesach rishon b'leil Pesach has a kiyum of Shevach Leidah. So therefore, it's torn halacha. Okay, it's torn halacha. That's what I'm saying. It's two halachas. Two halachas are derived from Hashir Yelachon Kolel Tzkadosh Chag. I can't say how it's derived from the pasuk. There must be. I don't know how it's derived from the same pasuk. It means one pasuk. I have to think about it. But that's a separate question. But there's two halachas derived from the pasuk of Hashir Yelachon Kolel Tzkadosh Chag. One halacha is the negei carbon pesach. That carbon pesach b'leil tesvav is machayev in halel because it's a kiyum of shevach leidah. It's machayev in halel, but that's not by pesach sheni. Another halacha is kolel eskadosh chag is halacha simply that the chag is the machayev, and over here there's an exception to every other case that the laila is not excluded from shira. That's the halacha. That's the gemara in there. So that's Rab Chaim held that you must say Hallel, B'leil Pesach and Shul, because that's the Machayev of Hashir Yelachon Kolel Tzkadosh Chag. Yes. The Gemara in Erech is trying to show you that you don't say Hallel and Shvada. If you're going to tell me that from the Gemara Pesachim that you can't prove that at all. So if Rab Chaim held that there's two Chiyuvim of Hallel. There's a Chiyuv of Hallel because of the Yontif, Kolel Tzkadosh Chag. That this Yontif is different than every other Yontif. That you're Chayev and Hallel B'leila. That's number one. And then there's another halal that you say by the Seder, which is a different halal, which is a halal that stems from what? From Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim. Because Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim is Machayev and halal. So it's a different Machayev. Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim, Lefichoch, Anachna, Chayom, Lahodas, Lahal, Shabayach, Lefol, Ram. That's because what's Lefichoch? Because of what? Because of the Nisim, because of the Sipur. So Sipur is Machayev and halal. So the halal that you say by the Seder is the halal of Sipur. But the halal you say in Shul is the halal because of the Chag. It's Kolel Eskadosh Chag. Then there's another halal. Then there's another halal. There's the halal of the Korban Pesach, which Achiloso B'leil Tesvav is a kiyum of Shevach Leidah, and it's Machayev and halal too. Okay? I'm not saying you have to say three halals in time of Beis Hamikdash. The halal of Sipur, you could say, you could be Yotze, the halal of Achilos Pesach would be enough for the halal of Sipur also. Now that I think about it, the truth of the matter is that the difference in the halal and the Seder and the halal and Shul, it could be like this, that the halal and Shul could say earlier. I'll tell you why. Because simply Kolel Eskadosh Chag, the moment you Makabel Yontif. So that's enough? It's not like it. That's right. The difference between the Hallel by the Seder and the Hallel in Shul is that the Hallel by the Seder is really a Hallel of a Yochel. It means to say like this. So now I have a few of the Yochel. Okay? So I don't know how to be sure. I take a look at the problem. The government has already worked it out. This is the best way to be prepared. So I'm using Hallel basically as a vehicle, an expression of my own personal Shevach Leidah. The Hallel and Shul is different. The Hallel and Shul is a Kriyas Likras HaHallel. It's a separate halacha of a Kriya of a Chefza Shal Hallel. Do you understand what I mean? It's a separate halacha of a Kriya of a Chefza Shal Hallel. That's the Hallel and Shul. It's not that you're using this as a vehicle of personal shevach. This is the chefza shel halal per se. That's the mitzvah. Likra es halal. That's why I make a bracha. Likra es halal. And that's why I don't make a bracha by the Seder. You see, it's a different. It's a halal in a different framework. The Chag is Machayev and Hovni. What is Hovni? All of those prices in the Kilim. And by the Seder, it's really, it's Lefticha Nachmachayev and Hovni to Hallel. It's a separate Lacha that you're Machayev from Shabbat. If I don't know how to Mishabbat, so I'm using the Psukim as a vehicle. It's a different concept. It's Hallel for a personal nace. Personal, because what you say, b'chol davar chayav adam liro sasatzmo kilu ho yatzmo yatzmo. Then lefichach anachnu chayovim. It's a personal amiras sheva, but it's not the teres cheftzer shel amiras halach. Whereas in shul, the chag is machayev and a cheftzer shel amiras halach. So that's a different. It's a different kind of halach, different framework of halach. That's what I mean. It's not by Lila, it's a separate thing. That since Chayav Adam Mirsas Makilu Hoyas Mitzrayim, so now personally Chayav and Shevach, Hakilim and Shevach, I say hello. So I use the best expression, the best formulation I can. That's a Yimir Shal. But the Chag is a separate loch. It's a Chayav and a Chefzer Shal Hal. The Chefzer Shal Amir Shal. The Chefzer Shal Amir Shal, that's I take out from the Sefer Tilim, the Kaveh, the Chefzer Shal Amir Shal. Hallel on the Chag is not because something happened to me. The Chag is Machayev in an entity of Kriya Sahalot. That's nothing better than happened to me. It's an entity of Kriya Sahalot, the Chag is Machayev. It's a different Hallel because something happened. A personal Machayev. That's exactly. That's why you can't be Yaitu with the Hallel you say in Shul. Because the Hallel you say in Shul is simply every Chag requires as a formula for a Chag. A Chag requires a Miras Hallel. Miras Hallel is a component of the Chag. So there must be an Amira Shohala, a Kriya Shohala. It must take place on that's part of the formula of the Chag. Chag requires a Kriya Shohala. So that's a theme in the Kedushas Hayom. The Kedushas Hayom is not complete unless you have Amira Shohala. If you don't have a Kriya Shohala, then it lacks in the Kedushas Hayom. But the night of the Seder is a different kind of Hallel altogether. It's a Hallel because the Misha Osalava, Lornovalava, Seinu, Kolonisa Ma'elu, is because it's personally you are Yotzim in Mitzrayim, and you're Chayav L'Shabeach. Chayav L'Shabeach is a different thing. It has nothing to do with the Chefzer Shel Chag per se. It's in a different framework. The only thing the Bris Karov's argument was that why can't you be Yotze to both with the one on the Seder? That doesn't seem to me to be a problem. And one of the fellows mentioned in my hand, one of the guys mentioned, I said that there's a riot from something I said years ago. I mentioned in Kriya Shema, so I mentioned that what is Kriya Shema really? Kriya Shema is a type of Torah. Mitzvah Torah. What is Kriya Shema? It's a partial Torah. It's Limud HaTorah. But it's Limud HaTorah, the Torah is Kabbalah from Avraham. That's why the Mechaber says you can't be Yotze. If you make the bracha or Birchas HaTorah, you can't say Kriya Shema afterwards. To be Yotze Birchas HaTorah. Ah, it's also Torah. But it's set up as a separate. It's a separate chefza. It's a separate definition. It's Talmud Torah, but Torah's Kabbalah from Avraham Shemayim. And the Birchas HaTorah is not Talmud Torah, Teres Kabbalah Tzom Achash Mayim, but it's Talmud Torah, the Teres Limud, Lavin, Lahaskil. So it's a different kind of Talmud Torah. So there's two types of Talmud, but they're both basically, it's the same Parsha, it's not the Levanach, it's not the whole Parsha. It's both, it's referring to both. It's sometimes referring to Talmud Torah, Teres Lavin, Lahaskil, and then sometimes in the Parsha itself is said, the Teres Kabbalah Tzom Achash Mayim. So the Shechvach Kumecho is referring to B'Teres Kabbalah Tzom Achash Mayim. The Dibarta Bomb is referring to Talmud Torah. The Pasha goes up and back. Sometimes the Pasha is referring to one, sometimes referring to another. But it's two different frameworks of Talmud Torah. So you see that two different frameworks of Talmud Torah, you can't be Yotze one with the other because they're set up as two separate institutions. That's why over here the same thing is what? Yeah. Okay. So you see when the Torah sets up two different, even though it's in one category of Talmud Torah, but the Torah sets up two classifications, one that you can't mix one with the other, you can't be Yotze one with the other. All right. Even though the Gemara says that Yates is a problem, Yates Talmud Torah, if you say Krishna for the first day. All right. But that's why we have this. It's two separate frameworks, and therefore you can't mix this Hallel the Torah's personal gula and this Hallel the Torah's Hallel Kriyas Hallel Bachat. One has nothing to do with the other. You're not Yates Kriyas when you say Kriyas Hallel Balayla the Torah's Chag. You're not Yates Kriyas Hallel the Torah's Yom. Kabbalah Pesach is Machayim Shavu Ador, so you don't have to have two Hallels. In the Stav, the Hallel of Sikkim is going to be Yotze Kabbalah Pesach. Well, Shavu Ador, all required, Shavu Ador. So which one is the personal Shavu Ador? It's not Makkah. But a Hallel Shel Chag is a different kind of a Hallel. It's a part of the Tzuras Sayom, the Kedushas Sayom, requires a Mirah Kriyas Hallel. Yeah, that's why that's true. That's why the Hallel by the Suda doesn't matter, it's broken up. And you don't have to have the full hull, actually. The first tos, the second tos, rather, goes on the halel, the first two, the halel. And then later you continue with the halel on the gula sida.
Okay. No, he's right. This is where you mentioned that the Gemara and Sod, Masechet Tzorchim, is right.
Oh, we didn't go through the sigil. I'm just throwing out I'm just explaining the Svar of our minute. But we didn't go through the sigils really. Because Masechet Tzorchim says you don't say bracha on the whole of the seder because you're yetzer eden shul. I mean, another Gemara. The places. I'm just telling you that I'll be Svar what you could say to justify a minute. You have to go through the sigil.
Okay.
Question was, so if you say halal and well pesach, why do you say the next day? You said already for the day. But apparently, even though the halacha is that Leil Pesach is Machayev and Shira, but there's a different kiyum of Shira Bayom. And that's why you have to say it in Gedra. There's a different kiyum of Shira Bayom. It's true, Leil Pesach is an exception, and you don't, and there is no Hafka Shira Balayla. Balayla is also a royal Shira. But there's a separate kiyum of Shira Bayom. And that's why you have to say it in Gedra.